There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. King Mark the First.
And Johnson.
And you can use the Skype lines. The username is lrn.fm. Let's go back to Tyrone. So Tyrone took umbrage with something I said regarding the minimum wage, which I believe was that... You know, the minimum wage affects young people, drives them out of the marketplace, and specifically it harms, people of color and blacks specifically, and black males. I was very specific. Tyrone sounds like a black male, so he's got more gravitas than I do on this subject, and he doesn't like the way I put it. Is that right, Tyrone?
Well, you know, it's not just what you said tonight, and actually my statement was meant to be taken in general.
Okay.
The show was, like I said, I've listened to Free Talk, listened to Free Talk Live for a while now, some years now.
And, yeah, I remember you calling in the past.
Okay. And I always cringe when the topic of race comes on, especially black people, because, I mean, your views can only be myopic when it comes to us. That's why I wish you, if you don't have a black person on the phone, at least giving you some input or you feeding off of it, you know, it would probably be best not to make statements that you really can't back up. And it'll just sound really, like I said, it'll just really sound myopic to me.
Well, which statement can I back up? I mean, I know that we know that young black males were harmed by the recession far more than other groups, right?
I mean, that's the report.
Yeah, well, it is the report, and I mean that's all I can go off with. You're accusing me of being myopic, which I would concur. Everyone is myopic, and so the way that we deal with myopathy is to look at reports and those sorts of things to try to get things generally. I don't think that the recession harmed every black male or every person, but. You know, there certainly are. The numbers don't support that the recession was hardest on young black males.
Well, you know, and that may be the case. And that, I'm not here to argue that at all. Like I said, my statement was made in general. And I've been wanting to make this statement for a while now.
Yeah.
Tonight, I guess I was just pushed over the edge. So it's not really, yeah. I'm here to argue whether the recession affected black males worse than anybody else. Because, you know, be that as it may, I don't know. But, I think a lot of the problems that we have here in the States as far as falling into black people and people in general is that we don't really know each other, and we tend to go off of what someone said or some government statistics. And I'm just, living as a black man. I've been living this way for 48 years now.
You're pretty familiar with it.
I just don't see the rhetoric. I don't, and like I said, I've lived this life, and I just don't see what people are talking about. I don't see it as violent, and I may be biased in my opinion. Of course I am. But the biggest problem we have here is ignorance. We don't know each other, and we don't care to know each other. And I think we're pretty happy with that until a hashtag comes up, and then we all jump on that, and then we go back into our corners after.
There's a lot about what you're saying that I tend to agree with, but what it does is it disempowers, right? If we say that white people can't talk about the condition of black people, and if we say that black people can't talk about the condition of white people, then we drive a wedge between the groups, and we don't, we just say there's a bunch of no's involved. So, for instance, I'm reminded of the situation where the gal that plays Gwyneth Paltrow. I think she was out at some party with maybe P. Diddy or something like that. And
that would be Gwyneth Paltrow, by the way, that plays her in real life.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Tony Stark's romantic interest.
Penny.
Yeah,
something or other.
Penny something. Whatever she is. She used the N-word in a tweet, but she used it in the sort of a colloquial sense, with the ending with an A, not with an E-R. And, she was trying to be cool. And she got jumped all over for doing that. And it's like, and this Rachel Dolezal, what's her name?
Dolezal.
Dolezal. She got in all kinds, a lot of people didn't like the fact that she didn't, she was self-identifying as black. And I'd like race to be less of a touchy subject, Tyrone.
Well, I think America is built on race, and it'll always be a touchy subject, especially coming from our corners, because that's where it's coming from, our corners. Because like I said, we don't know each other.
Right.
And I don't think we really have any interest in knowing each other. I think we're good with news reports and whatever we read on the internet. I think we're satisfied with that until we have to face it for real. And, I hope it doesn't come to that, but
well,
I'm just really exhausted by the whole thing.
Oh, I get it, man. It is exhausting. The solution of the racial tension in this country is exhausting. I'm 100% with you on that. But I think that the best way to do it is simply integration. I'm of the opinion that if you look at sort of statistically, blacks that live in white neighborhoods do better as far as monetarily and those sorts of things than ones that live together in black neighborhoods. What's that?
But that terrorized the whole time that they're there. Forced integration will never work. I'm a firm believer.
Not forced.
To serve who they want. And that's what it is. It's forced. Because if you don't want to live next to me, then I certainly don't want to live next to you. I'm a firm believer people should serve whoever they want. They should live next to whoever they want. And if they don't want to live with somebody, that should also be their right. And it shouldn't be wrong to speak that. If I go into a store that doesn't want to serve me, I would rather know that and give someone my money that does not want me in the store.
Hell
right. Somebody to someone who's appreciated. I don't have a problem with people denying black people or whoever the right to serve them. I think it would be better if we knew that. We'd know who to stay away from.
I had my roommate was black for about a year. My friend Julian and I lived together, and I never saw one circumstance where anybody in the neighborhood gave him any kind of trouble or anybody thought anything. His race was never an issue, other than when I was watching, playing a video game together, and the video game had some sort of racial slurs in it, and I got very embarrassed. But he said that it just gave authenticity. And, water off a duck's back to him. But I never, nobody in the neighborhood said, "Why do you got a black guy living with you?" I don't know. I mean, sometimes I feel like the problem's perpetuated by people's preconceptions as opposed to actually, overt racism.
One of the benefits of being white is you never have to think about race because your race is never an issue. One of the very many disadvantages of being black is race is always forefront in our thinking. Always. You always have to consider it. No matter what you're doing, you always have to consider your race. And that may sound a little extreme, but it's the absolute case.
In what ways do you have to consider it? Because Julian worked as an insurance salesman for while he was living with me, and he would go to people's houses and talk to them about life insurance and that sort of thing. And one guy said, "Now Julian doesn't sound black," so the guy said, "And don't bring any black people with you." Now, I don't know whether that's some kind of stupid joke or what it is, but I'm just going to assume that it's racism, right? I'm just going to say, that's racism. I found it. Here it is, folks. And, but other than, I guess I can see how race would be an issue, but how does it present itself that you always have to think about race? You're right. I don't have to think about race much.
Well, most of it, you know, like I said, I've been this way for 48 years. So most of the stuff, most of the racism that we face is so, just so slight that you just ignore it and you get used to it. And that's just, you know, that's just a part of, that's just a part of your background. You know, it's just what you, and like I said, you get used to it. So, you know, you know it's there, but, you know, you can't just, you can't deal with every issue. So you just get used to things. And a lot of times people don't even know that they're being racist. It's just the way that they are.
Thanks for the call, Tyrone. I appreciate it. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3733. 50 free. Here on this live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And you can call us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. If you want to get, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you have the opportunity to do that every day. You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, tens of thousands, depending on how many people you're passing by in a given day. And, you know, people love to read them. You probably inch forward at a stoplight to read somebody's bumper stickers. I do it on a regular basis. I just want to know who I'm sitting behind. Well, you can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. It is libertystickers.com. Just spelled like liberty.
So I have an article here that I find interesting. It's a PDF in relation to what we were discussing in the last segment. Because one of the things I sort of, you know, I immediately had a kind of a reaction to when you were saying about the disparity in the unemployment amongst blacks in when you raise the minimum wage. It just, I mean, it's interesting because it's like, okay, well, then what are you, you know, is the implication that, you know, young black males are unskilled? Is it that they're unemployable? Is it just race? Or is it just that their employers are racist? I mean, what's the implication?
Implication is that young people are unskilled.
Well,
and
not if it's based on race.
And that white people have more social networks from which to draw upon. And I think that those two things are sort of undeniable.
Is it social networks or social networks with employers? Because that seems to me to be ridiculous that, oh, white people are more social than black. Right. What? That doesn't make any sense.
More good, reliable social networks that are going to, you know, pick up the slack that the employment market didn't. One of the reasons that I'm employable today is that I started working at 12 years mm-hmm. old. I went to work at a comic book store, and I worked there from the time I was 12 to the time I was 18. You know, I got minimum. I started getting paid in cash at 15. Made minimum wage for I don't know what period of time, but I shortly got a raise mm-hmm. above that, and then you know at some point or another, it was never going to be the kind of job that was going to I was going to survive on, but it was fine for high school to right. give me spending money and that kind of thing.
Yep.
And
I started two jobs the moment I was on the verge of being 16. I started working when I was 15 illegally.
Right.
I started working at Burger King and building computers.
And what the minimum wage does is it it pushes young people out of the marketplace because it makes it they can't compete based on price. They can't compete based on working, you know, experience. They can't compete based on, you know, their sort of working skills. They've got nothing to compete with, so they're pushed out of the marketplace. This is true for all young people. And what my claim is that that you know, people in higher income brackets, which tend to be, you know, whiter, more white people, they have the ability to, you know, sort of get their kids jobs.
Well, I don't want to read the full article here, but I'd like to read at least the first two paragraphs and see what you think here. So this article is from the Employment Policies Institute, or EPIOnline.org.
Yep.
Unequal harm, racial disparities in the racial disparities in the employment consequences of the minimum wage increases. So it says, when the Great Recession's negative effect on the U.S. labor market was strongest, the national unemployment rate stood at 10.1%, a depth last seen June 1983. But the greatest amount of pain was felt by younger and more vulnerable workers, though not in equal amounts. For instance, the unemployment rate for 16 to 19-year-olds reached 27.1% at the recession's trough. For white teens, the figure was 25%. For black teens, it was close to 50%.
Right. Yeah. And that was, you know, I didn't want to say 50% because I was remembering it, but that just sounds ridiculous to say that that black teens were unemployment was at 50%. But that's if, you know, if that's what they're saying, then I believe it fully.
Yeah, I mean, these are kind of older numbers. I mean, they're talking about, you know, 80s and stuff there. So, but it's still.
How does if we're talking about groups? Tyrone just called in, and you know, he didn't want us to talk about race because we sound myopic when we're doing it. And I agree with him. I think it sounds terrible that Free Talk Live doesn't have any black hosts.
Sure.
Like, if we had a black guy sitting in here, like Tyrone, if Tyrone sat in here six nights a week, or, you know, however many, it would add credence to racial issues. I get that that's sure. how things are, but...
And it's unfortunate that that's the way it is. You know, I'm sorry. I really have this feeling, and, frankly, I don't care. I mean, a lot of people, if I say that I'm bothered when someone says that I find it racist to say, oh, you can't talk about these issues because you're not black. You haven't experienced it. You don't have to think about race. That's your white privilege. I'm sorry, that to me sounds racist,
it's not racist, it's...
It is, because what you're doing is you're judging what a person can say and do based on their race.
Okay.
You know, it's racist, I mean, I think ultimately the ultimate definition of racist is saying that one race is superior to another. But in that case, when you're saying that one race can't do this and another race can, then you're saying that that one race is superior in their ability to act in a certain way.
Well, you would. It seems accurate, though, that, perhaps black people might have a unique perspective
Absolutely.
On black issues.
Sure, that, obviously.
You know, I can't provide.
Sure.
9 years in prison with a bunch of black guys.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But when you say that white people can't speak on black issues at all, it's ridiculous.
I don't...
You know, I find
that you didn't talk about it, is what he said.
Right, and what I find that to be ridiculous, and I find it to be somewhat racist in and of itself, because what that is it's... It's like people being bothered. It's like, oh, you can't talk about that. That's embarrassing. Or it's like a stereotype about. It's like that cringe feeling of, oh, it's that white person's talking about it, but they don't have a black person there to back them up. So therefore, everything that they say has to come off as racist.
Yeah. Well,
and that's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing that, you know, and
or dripping with white guilt, one of those
sure,
two things.
Right, one or the other. You're either dripping with white guilt and ridiculous in that way, or you sound racist and you're ridiculous in that way.
Oh, I haven't been looking at the thing. Harry apparently wants to chime in on this one. Let's go to the phones here. Harry calling in from, I think, Indy.
And don't get me wrong. I'm hoping that we're not going to have callers that call in and embarrass us right now.
Right. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Harry. What's up? Another black guy calling in.
Okay.
And
we'll take your word for it, Harry.
No, it's okay. Mark, you're pretty black. You probably got bad credit. Date a white woman, so yeah, you're probably black enough. But the thing is, I did want to say on the air is that do not be afraid to talk about race just because you don't have another black person in the room. I get pulled on all kinds of different podcasts because they want to talk about race, and they just want another black guy in the room behind a microphone so they can talk about race.
Harry, I want to talk I want to hear a little bit more of what you've got to say. If you'll just hold the line here. 855-450-3733. This is it. The minefield of talk radio. Race. Talked about by, well, a room full of people who aren't very diverse. 855-450-FREE. I don't claim any race at all, but that's something.
Hey, you're 1/16th Jewish or whatever, right? So there you go. You're
less than that.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Spend your life with this man. Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Somehow or another, we managed to get on the topic of race this evening, and, you know, always makes me uncomfortable. Johnson, how about you?
Sure.
Yeah. And I guess that's sort of part of the deal, right? Like, you know, I don't self-identify as white, but I imagine most people would look at me and say I'm white.
Here's what bothers me about the whole race conversation and racism in general. It's like racism is not something, you know, like I don't like being held accountable, you know, for something that I never would have invented in the first place. You know, like the whole idea of racism to me is ridiculous. I'm not a collectivist. I don't collectivize in that way.
But you can't deny the culture exists.
I don't care. You know, like, it's like I judge people based on the ideas in their brains. I'm obviously, I will admit, I am a bigot when it comes to religion. I don't like religion at all. That's an idea someone makes a choice to hold in their brain. And some people, I think it's more of a choice than others because I think that religion likes to indoctrinate children. But that's something that's a lot more of a personal choice. It's a belief. It's something that is not something that someone can't change about themselves. So You know, it's just the whole idea of collectivizing someone based on, like, physical features or how much is, you know, like the color of their skin or the shape of their eyes or the color of their hair or whether or not their hair is curly or not or any of that stuff. It's ridiculous. I can see, here's where I can go with racism or whatnot, or where I could see that maybe I as a person could have participated in, let's say racism didn't exist, but I make fun of people. You know, like I am, you know, my friends and people, we joke around, you know, like, you know, some I might be akin to say, hey, you big nose bastard, you know, something like that, you know, just to make fun of somebody because, you know, friends tend to do that, you know, snipe back and forth. But am I going to be like, oh, that person has a large nose, therefore they are inferior, you know, like and judge all people with big noses are therefore a class of people that need to be separated and I'm not going to hire that person because they have, you know, it's like. Racism is such a ridiculous concept. I would never have come up with it, so I don't like being held accountable for what some other people do, because there are racists in all races and of all colors and all types of people. Every culture has its racists.
Let's go back to Harry. Real quick, though, you can listen to Free Talk Live in a whole bunch of different ways. So whether it's live streams, great radio stations, satellite, webcam, listen lines, just go to listen.freetalklive.com to find out all the ways. Harry, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey. All right, Mark. So we did I've met you before at Porkfest, but we were originally about 2 years ago at Porkfest, and one of the first discussions we actually talked about was about race.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember. I remember that.
I don't. I've been to every year, and so no, I don't. Sorry, Harry.
It is totally okay. Like I said, like that's one of the cool things you've asked me about was like, how does Free Talk Live talk about race? And I like that you, Mark. I like you on the air because you have like that fiery passion. And the only timid thing you ever talk about, like when you kind of, I feel like you're kind of timid when you do talk about race. You should.
Yep, I back off.
I just like if you just brought that same passion, bring to everything else that you brought to race. So, but and there's nothing that you said is wrong either.
Did we speak inside the media room?
Yes.
Okay, I think I do remember the conversation now. Yep, you're a big man.
Yes.
Yep. I recall now. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, but you do see, Harry, what happened when, you know, Tyrone calls in and he has what I think is it's a relatively good critique, which is, you know, hey, you guys are a bunch of white guys who are talking about race. You've got no social capital when you do that.
Yeah, I see where it's a good gotcha on somebody that, like, in a whole room full of supposed white people. You know, that, you know, you don't have a black person there, so you can't talk about race, which that's utter crap, though. Especially when you're speaking the truth. A lot of the jobs that teenagers get are sometimes either server or, like, restaurant jobs. Those are most people's first jobs. And with a $15 minimum wage, those jobs are going to dry up inside, like, different black communities or, like, the ethnic community. And the main people who are going to get jobs are going to be the teenagers of probably going to be white people at like country clubs who are going to just need part-time help during the summer or they're like on the weekends. And if their family's a part of that club or go to that catering facility, they're going to get those jobs.
Yeah, a former co-host here used to work. She worked at Panera, and she said that, you know, she had college students that were working there, and that was their first job ever. I think this is a terrible thing for young people to not be able to, you know, not be able to know what it's like to have a job, how important it is to show up on time, to look good when you're doing it, how to talk to customers, you know, all the things that first job teaches you.
You can't talk about that, Mark, though. What you just shared, because what you were talking about, you said she, and you're not a woman, so therefore you can't talk about that experience because you just don't know. Why is that argument never made? See, that's the thing, that, again, that bothers me about this race conversation. Why is it okay? Why does anyone feel that it's okay to say, you can't talk because you're not that race? Why is it okay to say that, but nobody really says, oh, you can't talk about women because you're not a woman, you're not that gender. You can't even discuss about that. Is it really that hard to put yourself in someone else's shoes? Really? Like, I can't possibly understand what's going on with race because I just don't know. You know, like, it's like you think I'm never exposed to any black cultural stories or elements or that I can't learn about it through friends or other people or whatnot. I mean, I get that I haven't had certain experiences, but I read, you know, I watch media. I have some idea of what's going on.
Harry?
Mm-hmm. Well, like the mind-bending thing is I still want to meet some more black people to tell me what defines a black person in America. What does it mean to be black in America? I know what it means to be Harry in America in this, well, the, you know, the continent, the United States of America. I know what that means. But
Harry, I've got to say that I thought you were joshing us when you called in. I didn't think you sounded black enough, right? And then you just had told me about the conversation that we had, and I remembered, oh, yeah, how would anyone else know that? It's not like there was a bunch of people around that, you know, would have heard that conversation. It was you and me in the media room in Lincoln, New Hampshire, talking about this.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And we're like, I get that on the phone a lot. I will talk to different clients on the phone, and they'll come to the facility, and they meet me, and their first, like, you can tell in their eyes that there's like, oh, crap, this is a black man. I've been talking to a black man for like the last 6 months.
Yeah. It's got to be a bit of a surprise for them, you know? And these are just expectations, and, you know, when people's expectations aren't met, generally it's just a moment of surprise, and then everything's fine, right?
Correct, correct.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Harry. I appreciate it.
Are you welcome?
Yeah, thanks. 855-450-3733. I do remember that that conversation clearly now. I wish that Free Talk Live was this sort of this rainbow of I wish we had far more female voices on the air. Johnson, I wish you were a black woman. That's what I wish. But the thing is
I'm very sorry.
I don't get that. I don't get to wish, you know, things on to people. That doesn't make a difference. I'm, you know, Free Talk Live, every one of our co-hosts is here because they want to be here, not because they're getting paid some tremendous amount of money. They're getting in many cases just little enough that they would show up, and you don't get paid for every show either. So that's it. If we had a diverse rainbow of types of people that were trying to be on Free Talk Live, we might have a diverse rainbow, but we don't. We've got
The show is also located in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, but we advocate for the Free State Project, which is to get people to move to New Hampshire.
Sure, and that would be great. But as the reality stands as it is right now, Keene is, what, 1% black?
So it's not very large. I think less than the number you're actually giving. Also, when people of color move for the Free State Project, they tend not to move to Keene for whatever reason.
Mm. Well, Nashua and Manchester are much more urban areas. I mean, that's where people gravitate to in general.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. King Mark the First here with you.
And Johnson.
Username lrn.fm on Skype. You call in that way. Usually sound a bit better. So it's username lrn.fm on Skype. That's LRN is in Liberty Radio Network.fm. So I've got an interest. I got today. You know, one of the hazards of my job is, you know, since I post, I read articles, I post them online. One of the things I don't always do is look for the date on a news article. And for whatever reason, some article passed in front of me, and I have a variety of ways that I see them, and I don't even remember them all. One of the ways is you go to freetalklive.com, and you can post your article there. Maybe it was there. Maybe it was someplace else. But this article from 2012 about a girl getting spanked by a vice principal who was a different gender down in Texas. I don't have it in front of me here because it doesn't really matter. But I got on it. And I still think it's an interesting issue because I posted on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, and one of the comments was something to the effect of, how is it that, you know, we don't beat prisoners in this country, but we can beat public school students or school students? Why is it that it's okay to hit kids, you know, regarding spanking, and it's not okay to hit prisoners? And I thought this was an interesting question. Really? Why is it? I don't know. They certainly have the prisoner equivalent of time out. You know, they got confinement where you can go in, and some people spend years and years in segregation.
I don't know. I think justice wouldn't be. I'm of the opinion that it wouldn't be a far cry from justice if the principal who spanks a student loses that hand.
Well, I don't see the point in taking their hand off. But in this case, the kid was actually offered the opportunity to be spanked or have to go through another day of in-school suspension.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think it's a stupid punishment, in-school suspension. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take you out of your crappy government school class where you're learning something and have a high grade point average. In this case, supposedly she did. And we're going to put you in, well, the equivalent of prison confinement. What is the point of that? I mean, somebody wants out so badly they'll take being struck in the buttocks several times to get out? Man, it's awful. Just one more reason why I wouldn't send my kid to these government indoctrination centers. Hmm. They're just terrible, everything about them. And I don't think that private schools are that much better. I went to one for 9 years. But I, it made me go looking on the spanking subject, and I found a story that really sort of addresses this. From Reuters, 8 former youth workers are being indicted on charges they routinely spanked young men in custody last year at a Boston residential facility to punish them, prosecutors said Wednesday. The indictments came after a year-long state police investigation into the Casa Isla Department of Youth Services facility located on an island in Boston Harbor. The program housed 14 to 19-year-old, they call them boys, where I come from, those sound like men to me, at least young men, who committed by the juvenile courts. Assistant district attorney, whatever, told the court the defendants spanked young men at the facility from April to August of 2014. The men worked at the facility, hired through, get this, Volunteers of America, would pull a young man's pants down and hit his bare buttocks with an orange department-issued sandal in a game they called Orange Chicken. Prosecutors said that at the arraignment on Wednesday, victims were targeted if they misbehaved or if they had been returned to the facility after being discharged. Maroney said the technique was often used on the eve of a child's release, as a warning not to return. I was in prison for 8.5 years. I can tell you there was a little bit of hazing that would go on a person's last day sometimes. You know, we'd punch them in the legs. I don't know if you have been punched good and hard in your thigh, but it can crumple you to the ground if it's done well enough, and if you're not prepared for it. But we also punched each other all the time anyway. So to some extent, you were prepared for it. You didn't want to send somebody home with a black eye. Everybody was rooting for him to have some luck with the ladies when he returned. But there's a certain amount of animosity. You remind them not to come back and, you know, these kind of things. And just the opportunity to hit somebody, I think. So I might be biased on this one. But I think that it's unconscionable that an article is written and, you know, these people are brought up on charges for punching inmates, essentially. And I was at a youthful offender prison. We did have people from 14 to 19 at this prison. We had young men as young as 12, as a matter of fact, at this prison. So I have experience in places like this. And I think it's unconscionable that in public schools, and I believe it's still more than it's more than 10 states that still have corporal punishment on the books. And if please call me and make an argument that it is fine to hit kids, but not fine to hit convicts. And, if we can look at, if we can look at why they stopped hitting convicts, then we should probably be able to apply that to why they shouldn't be applying corporal punishment in schools. Now, the school I went to had corporal punishment. I don't know about the government school. I never experienced it, but maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I don't know. Because I don't think that the punishment particularly mattered. For me, it was about getting caught. I would not have wanted to do it because I didn't want to get caught, and the punishment really wouldn't have made a difference. You know, getting spanked, probably, in the case of this young girl of 2012, she'd rather get spanked than sit in in-school suspension, because at least it's over. Now, in this case, the mother was complaining that there were welts on her butt. I don't know what she exactly expected when your child gets struck on the bottom with some hard object. You're probably going to be some welts. So there's always people raising their voice in defense of spanking when I say that I don't spank my son. My son Jack is reasonably well behaved. He got himself in trouble this morning, but he's a you know probably as behaved as any you know single or only child, and he's never been spanked. We've never found the reason to do it. I understand, believe me, in dealing with a kid that's sassing back and being irritating or whatever, I get it. I know what it's like to feel that feeling. I've just kind of made the commitment that I'm going to try a little social experiment here and see whether or not we can do it with other forms of discipline. And now I know, Johnson, you don't believe that negative discipline works at all, right?
Well, certainly not physical discipline, no.
What about timeouts and things like that?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. I have no intention of being a parent anytime soon, so, or ever.
At the very least, this is the most honest answer, because, I mean, as a parent, I find there are many, many people who don't have children that are more than happy to give me advice on how to deal with kids.
I know what I don't like, you know, like what I don't like seeing, you know, happen with kids and abusing kids. I mean, it's scientifically proven to make them dumber.
Well, abuse, I mean, certainly, yeah. But I don't
know. Regular, just slapping. Like, no. It doesn't have to be physical abuse. No, no. I know you want to argue that, but it's a slap. Repeated over time.
But this is the thing, is that many parents...
It doesn't have to be abuse, though. Corporal punishment causes loss of IQ, period.
Right.
It's not like a physical abuse thing. The brain defends itself. And when the brain has to defend itself and creating that level of cognitive dissonance, my mommy and daddy hit me because they love me, that causes your brain to lose power. Period. It powers down to power up cognitive dissonance.
Then why doesn't it work in the same way on punishments like timeout and a variety of other things that are done, taking away of the Kindle?
Because iPad. It's not whatever. Like physical pain. It's not tied into the pain receptors. There's like an explosion of pain that happens when you're getting slapped or hit or anything like that.
I'd rather take those smacks on the butt than sit in school suspension.
I would imagine. Here's the interesting thing. I would actually imagine if given the chance. If the kid was able to prepare and, you know, make the choice in advance, that would probably have some sort of an insulating effect. I would imagine that would be true, that if somebody's saying, like, oh, well, I'll take that as a punishment, and they're making a choice, and it's not that they're just getting slapped.
So kids in war experiences often have all kinds of negative ramifications in their personalities, and I think that that's because of terror. And I think that's what happens with kids that are that get spankings as punishment, is that they can live sort of in terror.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not all kids that get spankings. I just believe it's the ones that they're administered to often.
Right.
Many times when parents administer spankings, they don't know how often they administer it. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM on Skype, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? Their thighs.
Check Talk's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction. On your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is...
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh, boy.
With
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.